Mike, do you have a lot of traditional running teams like Baltimore have opened things up passing? Do you have any thoughts as to why that might be?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Some traditional power teams like Baltimore, Pittsburgh have opened things up passing the ball. Is that a trend, or why do you think that's happening?
I think teams want to utilize their strengths and weaknesses, and obviously I don't think anybody wants to get away from being able to run the ball if they can, but in some teams' cases, they also have some confidence in their quarterback, and whether that's the maturity of a young quarterback that all of a sudden they want to use more or whatever it might be, I just think it, a lot of times it's just guys want to branch out and utilize the other players a little bit more. Obviously, if you've got good receivers, you want to feed them the ball, you know, things like that. So it's hard to win a game if you're one-dimensional.
Do you feel like more teams are in the shotgun now than used to be the past few years?
No, I don't. I think it just all depends on who you're playing. I mean, some teams do it more than others. You can go through a stretch where you face a lot of shotgun, and you can go through stretches where you face very little. But I don't see it being a trend so much.
Mike, you've seen a lot of quarterbacks over the years and traced their development. How does Flacco rate from year one to year two in the quarterbacks you've seen?
You know, I didn't play him last year, so I'm not familiar with him. But I watched him on the tube enough. You know, I think the things that are said about him are fairly true when you get to look at the film in a little more detail. You know, he is a very calm, cool kind of character in the box, or in the pocket rather, and he delivers the ball well. He's got a very strong arm. You know, he's done very well in only his second year. As everyone has said, he doesn't look like just a two-year quarterback. He looks like he's played longer than that, just because of his composure and the way he you know, can stand in there. And he's tough. He's got a lot of good qualities. I think that's what Baltimore's finding out about him as well. You know, they've known him for, you know, over a year now, but as they start to branch out and feed the ball to some other players, I think they're utilizing him a little bit more.
Mike, Ryan McBean. Not many players go from practice squad one year to starting on a number one ranked defense the next year. What did you see in him, and how did you evaluate him? Because he was on the practice squads the last couple of years, there couldn't have been a whole lot of film on him.
You know, I got to give a lot of credit to the personnel department and Josh himself. You know, when I came in, we talked a lot about the different, you know, what we were looking for in a player and things like that. But as we were trying to assemble a staff, you know, I spent probably a majority of my time on scheme and what we would do when those players came in. I definitely had to have an opinion on some of the players to see where we could fit them into what we were going to do. But as far as a player like Ryan, I think as far as why he's here and why he was given a chance has a lot to do with our personnel department and Josh. Outside of that, his performing well during the season. Again, I think a lot of credit needs to go to Wayne Nunley, the defensive line coach for us, does a great job. He was very successful at San Diego, and the things he taught those guys helped them be a very good defense. And I think he's doing the same with our defensive line right now. As a matter of fact, I know he is. So that's really really has more to do with those things than myself.
What about McBean then? What does he bring? What does he have that, you know, that I guess someone else didn't see last year?
Well, I think the thing that people probably the thing that kept him from playing, I would believe, was probably a lack of consistency, because he shows flashes and he, you know, or should I say, he showed flashes last year, and then a little bit we saw, whether it was practice film or game film, whatever we had on him at the time. And I think he's playing with more consistency. And I think, you know, like I said already, I think that Wayne Nunley has a lot to do with that. So the potential's always been there. But as we all talk about year in and year out, there's a lot of guys with potential. But until they show consistency, they don't really get too many opportunities to play. And in his case, that's actually still what he's working on, is just being as consistent as he can be all the time.
One player you did know very well was Ronald Fields. Is he playing better than his, you know, when you previously spent time with him now, or does he just have a better supporting cast?
I think all of the above. I think he's got a good supporting cast. He had a good one out in San Francisco. They've got a good group, and they're still playing well now. But I think the group here has gelled pretty good. I also believe in the coach he had out there. You know, gave him some good fundamentals. But again, I think that the change here with Coach Nunley has helped Ronald a good bit. Ronald is playing well. He's doing a very good job, and he's doing it with more consistency. Oh, he's doing a good job. Glad he's here.
Mike, a lot of people talk about the Ravens' defensive mentality. Do you feel like you had something to do in creating that?
I don't know if it was created, but I just know when I went there back in 2000, I guess it was, I went as wide receiver coach the first year. But anyhow, they had just come off the Super Bowl victory, and it was, I think it was instilled there probably the prior 2 years to getting there, because that was when they had that great defense. And it was our job, really, when they kind of turned everybody loose on that squad. They let all those defensive guys go, and we had to start new in 2001. And it was really our job just to kind of continue it. Now, we had some key parts. You know, we had Ray Lewis was a returner, and Chris McAllister was still there. And I think we got another year out of Peter Boulware. But other than that, that's that first year, to Ozzie Newsome's credit, he drafted Anthony Weaver in the second round. We took Ed Reed in the first round. So we got two starters right off the bat. And then, believe it or not, we had five or six street free agents, college guys, Bart Scott, Kimi Atu, Kelly Gregg, Marcus Douglas, Will Demps, those five, and I probably left one or two other guys out that were just street free agents that Ozzie, you know, got for us. And all those guys have gone on to be very good NFL players. So in 1 year's time, he drafts two or three guys and then signs, like I said, five or six college free agents, not pro free agents, but college guys. And all those guys gelled together. And obviously we had to change the scheme and everything from what they had done, because we had a new group of players. I think that assisted. But Ozzie's ability to pick good players is, I mean, I don't know if there's anyone better than Ozzie.
Coach, that toughness that the Baltimore defense kind of plays with, is that kind of like what you guys aspire to play like? I mean, just that kind of mental, that kind of toughness?
I'm sorry, say it again, the question?
That toughness that the Baltimore defense plays with, you know, they're similar to Pittsburgh. Was that kind of what you guys aspire to play with, that kind of toughness?
I think everybody, you know, every defensive coach in the NFL would like to think of his guys as tough and play that way. Part of it comes from the way you coach, but I think it all starts with the individual. And that's why I say if you gather the right individuals, you can put together a team, I think, or a defense anyhow, that can you know, get the job done in the fashion you want. But Baltimore has had that trend. Some places, the beauty in some places, that if you don't have that toughness and don't play that way, they don't keep you around. And so therefore what you find is, you know, everybody says, wow, they're always tough. Well, yeah, because if you're not, they get rid of you. Whereas some places will put up with, you know, somebody that's just got a lot of talent but doesn't really perform. You know, some places are less tolerant than others. So I think that's part of the reason Baltimore's done so well, is not only they're picking the right guys, but the guys who come in there buy into it, or they don't last very long.
Anything else?
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thank you. Bye.